Oh man, what a beautiful day it is down here in the Fun Fly Zone, and that's where we are today. So with that, we try and get down here every year. We don't make it every year, but we try to get down here as often as possible because this is one of those areas at AirVenture that attracts some really cool stuff. And as a matter of fact, this particular year is the 50th anniversary of Ultralights at Oshkosh, which, by the way, this area used to be called. It used to be called Ultralights. Tim Bogenhagen, thank you for joining me. You're the program specialist, and you're responsible for this area of AirVenture. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Really appreciate On the Fly being here again this year.
Thanks for co-hosting with me, as usual. It's nice to have a familiar voice and a wealth of knowledge to join the show. Let's talk about the 50th anniversary of Ultralights at Oshkosh. How did that even come to be, Ultralights at Oshkosh?
Well, you know, it came out of John Moody, a fellow from southern Wisconsin, had a hang glider that he put an engine on it, and it flew off level ground. Kind of interesting for a hang glider to fly off level ground, but since this one had power on it, he brought it up here in 1976 to the convention and thought he'd show it off to some folks. Look what I've done. This is possible. Maybe somebody else might want to do it. So he came here and demonstrated it in front of many people, dozens and dozens of people. And it was actually right out here in the open grass. Right now we're looking over a sea of airplanes. Back then, this was all farm field.
Yeah, and this was an actual barn. Yeah. Now it's actually... Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. You did a nice restoration down here. But I remember when this was down on the farm, you know, years ago.
This was a cow barn, right? So yeah. Cows and horses, and this was all farm field, you know, tilled and plowed and crops harvested and all that. And it's amazing how the convention grounds have grown south over all these years.
Yeah, and there's a lot of exciting things to talk about the Fun Fly Zone, and we'll get to that. But back to the 50th anniversary of Ultralights. So he showed up with this Icarus, and we're celebrating that this week.
Yeah, he got it here. He's actually here on the grounds with us. We're actually going to talk to him here coming up pretty soon. So, he was invited back. He came back. His original Icarus that he flew was actually restored by a group of volunteers over in Michigan, and they brought the original Icarus here with them. And John donated that to the EAA. So it's on display here in front of the Ultralight Barn. It's a beautiful restoration that they've done. And after convention, we're going to deliver it to the museum, and it'll hang in the EAA museum.
Oh, that's amazing. And it's in a shaded tent, which is very nice for participants.
On a day like today, yeah.
Get out of the sun and come down and take a look at the exhibit. It's wonderful. All right, let's talk about the Fun Fly Zone. This, in fact, used to be called Ultralights. What year did that change and re-image itself?
Oh, God, I don't know the exact year. It was right about when Sport Pilot came out, so that's mid-2000s is when we kind of rebranded, if you will. We used to call this Down on the Farm.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, come in the front gate, and, you know, where's the farm? I heard this Down on the Farm thing, but... It's you know, calling it the Fun Fly Zone is more accurate to what we got going on here, and that is people flying fun flying machines.
Like for example?
Ultralights.
Yep.
So Fun Fly Zone is the home for Ultralights, which are operated under Part 103. Light planes, which actually are N number registered aircraft flown by certificated sport pilots or higher. And they fly and handle and look a lot like an ultralight. We call those light planes. We have home-built rotorcraft down here, both gyroplanes and helicopters, hot air balloons. So we got all kinds of the lighter end of aviation. We got a beautiful grass runway orientated northwest, southeast, and that's about 900 feet long. And we just like to have fun down here. We're allowed to operate. We have a pattern which we fly the ultralights and light planes, 300 feet AGL. The pattern is 4 miles in length. Goes all the way from here, all the way out to Highway 41, and then south down to the interchange of Highway N, and then back into the field here. There's four legs, each leg about a mile long.
Okay, so that gives aircraft enough room to space out properly for demonstration purposes.
Exactly.
Or fun flying.
The neat thing about here is we got a flight line, and the flight line, we got some bleachers there. We got the crowd line with the fence. It's pretty close to actually the operating aircraft, so you really get a chance to see them up close and personal, and the pilots flying them. It's a unique experience.
Now, of course, that doesn't operate during the air show hours, but most other hours, it's in operation, correct?
It is, yeah. We start at 7 in the morning, and from 7 to 9 a.m., we have our powered parachutes and paramotors flying. At 9 o'clock, we go with the fixed-wing ultralights and light planes until 11:30. At 11:30, the home-built rotorcraft take over until air show time, which is usually about 2:15.
Yeah.
And then we close during the main runway's air show. We open back up usually about 6:30 p.m., again with our ultralights and light planes running from 6:30 till 7:30 p.m., and then powered parachutes, paramotors, 7:30 to 8. 8 o'clock, the airport closes.
Yeah, and of course, though, that is on the nights that there is no Flight Fest, right?
So,
let's talk about the Flight Fest
a
little bit.
The Twilight Flight Fest is basically an air show on the grass runway down here in the Fun Fly Zone. It has the STOL planes doing a STOL demonstration, paramotors, skydiving, RC airplanes doing aerobatics. And so this is a really fun thing. It starts at 8 p.m. So once the airport closes, EAA has a special waiver to allow the operation of the Twilight Flight Fest and those operations. And it goes till about 9:30. And that's on the nights that we don't have a night air show on the main runway.
Yeah, the night air show is Wednesday and Saturday.
Yeah,
so every other night, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Friday, we have a Flight Fest.
Twilight Flight Fest.
Weather permitting, of course.
Weather permitting.
I know this week we had some wind challenges and things, but I think we only missed one, right? So
yeah, we had one last night, and tonight looks like a great day here in Oshkosh, so I'm sure we'll have a Twilight Flight Fest tonight. And we had excellent flight operations this morning.
Tonight's Wednesday. So it'll be tomorrow night.
You're right. Thursday night.
I know.
It'll be a good night for a night air show down on the main runway.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah.
Then Thursday and Friday here at the Flight Fest. And do they still do the drone show down here? I know there used to be manned large drones.
I think they're doing some demonstration.
Vertical lift vehicles.
Those multi-rotor kind of lifting. Like some of them are built actually for Part 103 ultralight compliance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're actually ultralight
vehicles.
They
fit the rule here.
During Twilight, I think they're demonstrating one of those,
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So other than the Flight Fest and the activities during the day here with the flying that you described, there is the Icarus display, which we're going to talk to about in length this hour because that is the focus of our show today. But also, you have forums, right?
Yeah, what else is happening down here? We have a forum tent, and each day throughout the day we have forums, and subject matter experts are talking about all the different things related to ultralights and light planes, maintenance, flying, buying. You know, it's a really good assortment of programs and presentations. So we got that. We got the Icarus tent. I'm looking over a sea of ultralights and light planes. We got a really good turnout this year. We got a really good sampling with examples of different types of ultralights. You know, we got a couple Easy Risers here, Quicksilvers, an old Maxair Hummer, a Pterodactyl, a weight shift trike, an Air Creation weight shift trike, and then a lot of light planes. So we got Kit Foxes, Avids, Rans, just a whole assortment of different aircraft. And it's really full this year, a really good turnout. So please come on down to the south end of the field and check them out. The owners are standing by their planes and talking to people and be happy to educate about, you know, what their plane is about, how it flies, how much it costs, what it's like to maintain it. That's, you know, one of the neat things about this area. There's so many owners that are just passionate about what they're doing and their planes and, It's really unique in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, I popped my head into the forum earlier. It was packed, you know, very popular. a lot of good information. And you have a very vivid display area over here too, with companies displaying their
aircraft.
We
got 58 different exhibitors down here in their commercial exhibit booths, and they're selling everything from powered parachutes to weight shift aircraft to ultralights to light sport to brakes to electronics. There's just a whole host of commercial exhibits down there. And
I like using big words like plethora.
Plethora.
There is a whole plethora of exhibitors over here.
We got a tram over here too, right? So
yeah,
we got a way to get around the grounds. Once you get down here, you can actually sit on the tram and ride around the area.
Well, that's nice,
and
it's shaded, mm-hmm. And do they do any announcements, or is it just kind of...
They do some narrating as you're going.
Yeah,
okay, it's all done by volunteers. So the beautiful thing about Oshkosh, Fun Fly Zone is no different, is that there's probably 150 volunteers down here making all this happen.
Yeah.
And it's just thank you to all the volunteers that give their time and their passion to facilitate all this happening.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So let's thank a volunteer whenever we see a volunteer.
We should do that. Well, you and I are volunteers. Well, you're not really. You're getting paid.
I'm a paid staff member, Jeff.
Yes, I know. I'm a volunteer. But you do a lot of extra work. So
thank
you
for what you do
part.
As a volunteer.
Thanks. J-Bud G, we're on the fly at the Fun Fly Zone. It's south of Vintage. Come down and check it out if you haven't been down this way. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we have a great show today about the Icarus on the 50th anniversary of Ultralights at Oshkosh. You're listening to EA Radio.